What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the I Hate Johnny Buck show. So I'm going to just go ahead and do a quick intro, jump right into it. It'll be a shorter podcast today because I want you guys to really kind of think about this. So first part, as usual, I need you guys to do me a huge favor. If you got any value out of this, please share this on social media, friends, whatever, tag them, and just kind of go from there. Because what I want to do with this is I want to give you guys value. I want to make sure you guys are getting something out of this. I want to make sure you're getting a lot out of this. So if you are getting out of this, something out of this, go ahead, share with somebody else who needs to hear it, and all that good stuff. And at the end, I'll give you guys how you can reach out to me directly, and you can contact me that way. So right now, I want to jump into something kind of cliche. You've seen it everywhere. I'm sure there's websites that have it, where it says jiu-jitsu saved my life, or wrestling saved my life. And as much as I love both jiu-jitsu and wrestling, I'm going to go ahead and just out them as they're full of shit. Jiu-jitsu didn't save your life. Wrestling didn't save your life. All it did was show you that your life's really not that fucking bad, okay? Especially wrestling. Wrestling's fucking hard. It's without a doubt the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But what it does is it shows you that your life's not really that fucking bad. And no matter how bad the situation is, right, you can always work to improve the situation you're in, right? And if you continue doing that, if you continue getting the reps, if you continue practicing and doing the hard things and drilling, essentially, you know, from a jiu-jitsu standpoint, a wrestling standpoint, if you continue to do those things, you'll be able to take a bad situation and then come out on top. It's very fucking simple, you know. And, you know, a lot of the times we talk about how important it is to how important timing is, right? You know, timing is everything. And I've talked about this before. You know, I've had certain, you know, we use girlfriends as, for instance, I've had girlfriends that had I met at a different time in my life, things may have been very different. But at the time we met, I was a fucking psychopath and it didn't work out. I've also had girlfriends that would never have fucking made it past the first or second date had I been in the mental space I am now, right? So timing is really fucking important, but what it's not the most important thing on earth. The most important to me, I believe, the most important thing on earth is that when you have an opportunity that comes up, that you're prepared for that opportunity, right? You are ready to seize, carpe diem, seize the carp. I had a little sip of coffee there. Sorry, guys. But seize the day, seize the opportunity. This opportunity doesn't knock twice. And no, opportunity knocks constantly. It's always knocking, right? Sometimes it's faint, and sometimes you're not ready to answer the door, right? Because you're in your bedroom or you're in the shower naked. Because you're not prepared for that knock. So I think it's important that we understand that, you know, when we're doing these things, when we're setting ourselves up for success, the sooner we start setting ourselves up for success, the better it's going to be. And as much I love jiu-jitsu and wrestling, right? If we're not ready, then we're not fucking ready. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to give you a jiu-jitsu analogy, okay? If you don't do jiu-jitsu, I'm trying to break it down a little bit as well. But so in jiu-jitsu, you're on bottom mount, okay? Bottom mount for the lay person is basically cowgirl. You're on bottom, they're straddling you. Less sexual, but, you know, whatever. So that's a pretty bad situation. From a self-defense standpoint, it's really bad because they can punch you in the face and you can't do shit. From a jiu-jitsu standpoint, they probably scored a bunch of points on you. If you're doing points and there's a lot of submission opportunities for you and not as many for them, or there's more for them, not for you because you're on your back in that weird position. So you have to start escaping, right? You have to start making moves in the right direction, right? So your first day, right, we're going to put a blue belt on top of you, you know, your average blue belt, not a real combat blue belt. They'll fuck you up. But you get a blue belt on top of you. And by the way, 85% of blue belts quit. They never make purple belt, you know, because it gets hard or whatever. But, you know, life takes over. But we put you on your back. You start doing your knee and elbow escape or your upa escape or whatever escape you're doing, all right? And you get smashed. It doesn't work, okay? But you continue drilling, you continue practicing, you continue doing the hard things, you continue being in this bad position, and then you get out, right? You get a little bit better space, and they get crushed again. And then eventually you get out, right? And that's what jiu-jitsu and wrestling does for you, or wrestling that you're getting pinned, or you're in bad position, or you're down, whatever, right? That's what these sports do for you. They show you that if you don't quit, if you keep working, if you constantly try and improve yourself, that you're going to be able to survive this bad situation, right? You are. It is what it is. Now, you keep practicing, right? I talk about turn these bad opportunities into wins, right? You know, taking something, an obstacle and turn it into, you know, an opportunity. You take this obstacle to be on bottom mount, and you go knee and elbow escape, you go to half guard or lockdown, you go to dogfight, and then you sweep them or you reverse them, whatever situation is, now you're on top. That doesn't happen your first fucking day. That happens after rep, after rep, after rep, and month, and year, and day, and all these different things. You have to catch these reps. This translates to life perfectly, right? Had I not been busting my ass on the business side, the mental, you know, the mental health side, you know, going to therapy, building money, building finances, building resources, building relationships, COVID may have crushed my gym. I'll be honest, right? But I did the reps before. I've gone through hard times. I've gone through different negative aspects of business. I've gone through different negative aspects of relationships with people and businesses and business partners. You know, like I said, I had a terrible business experience, my first gym, right? Ended up in a lawsuit, I lost my gym. So I've dealt with these things before. So what I'm trying to say about this is, or to summarize this is, wrestling and jiu-jitsu didn't save your life. CrossFit didn't save your life. Right, CrossFit and jiu-jitsu and wrestling are most likely by an orthopedic surgeon their second fucking house at the beach. But what it did do, what jiu-jitsu did, wrestling did, etc., is it gave you an insight that you're fucking tougher than you think you are. They gave you the opportunity without the dire threats of, you know, oh, I may lose my house, I may lose this, you know, this relationship may work. It gave you the opportunity to practice these reps of going from a bad situation to a better situation, or surviving a bad situation and then surviving a bad situation and turn it into a better situation. That's what it did, right? So jiu-jitsu didn't save your life, neither did wrestling. You saved your own fucking life. It's important that you understand that you can do that. So that's it. You know, I want to be short for you guys today. Listen, I think it's super important that you guys, if you do want to survive this bad situation, I'm obviously biased towards jiu-jitsu. If you've never wrestled before, getting into wrestling is a terrible idea. It's fucking brutal and hard. It's not how you want to start your grappling life off. Find a jiu-jitsu gym, preferably a 10th Planet gym. I've never been in one I didn't like. If you don't know, if you know, let me know where you live. I can find you a gym, or at least make some recommendations. I travel all over the country, but I think that if you guys get into something like this, it's going to really make your life way fucking better. And you'll be amazed how much easier life gets off the mat. So, all right, guys, appreciate listening. Let me know if you need a gym recommendation. Hit me up, email ihatejohnnybuck@gmail.com, or the link in the description or whatever the fuck it's called on a podcast. I'll have links to reach out to me elsewhere. All right, guys, later.